viewing Roger Bandieri at Logan Hall on April 2, 1996. The subject of this interview is multicultural Americans. I would like for Roger to explain a little bit about himself, his family background, and so forth.
Hi, my name is Rajan Bandari. I am from Nepal. Nepal is in South Asia. It's in between India and China. It's located in Himalayan Kingdom. I've been going to this school for about 2 years. Actually, I came here in this. I came to the America for about 5 years. First time I came to the U.S. in Miles City, Montana. I used to go to school there. Then I transferred down here because it's 4 year college. Actually, it's a university, and my friend used to go to school here, and he called me down here because of cheap school. So my family background is my mom. I have a mom, dad, two brothers, and one sister. And my brother, two of my brothers, they are older than me, and my sister is older than me also. And they all got married. I'm the still bachelor. And my father, he used to work in telecommunication office. And now he's retired. And my mom, she's a stay at home and just she's a household wife. And my brothers, they both are working at the office, government office. And sister also works at school. So Carla wants to ask me some questions, and I'm going to answer some questions.
Okay, you already answered the questions about the family unit. Would you tell me the steps that you had to follow in order to get your visa or whatever procedures you had to go through? And if there were any problems, would you do you mind discussing them?
Okay. I'm a student visa here. You know, it's very hard to get a visa from my country because my country is a third world. It's really hard to get a visa to come to the U.S. For students, it's not really that much hard, but for visitors, it's very hard. I have to show all the documents, financial documents, and affidavit of support, and what else? I need to show them my assets, and I have to show them guarantee later. When I finish school, I have to go back and serve in Nepal, not to stay in the America. So, I think that's about it for procedure.
How is the culture in Asia different in comparison to the United States as far as the food and the houses is concerned?
It's a very different American culture and Asian culture, especially my country. It's a Hindu kingdom, and food is also very different because we use rice and mostly vegetables, and we don't eat beef and even pork also. It's anti-religion. We cannot eat that, and culturally it's very different. It's totally different than here. We still have arranged marriage, and it's a male-dominated country, you know, and women doesn't do that much work outside, you know, they just work outside, just live in the city only, not in the countryside. They still stay at home and take care of kids and cook food and wash the dishes and do the laundry, that kind of stuff. But now that it's been changing because of the influence of Western culture. It's been changing, especially in the city, like Kathmandu is the capital city of Nepal, and it's changing in these days.
Another question is, how are the living conditions there and how are the people treated? You mentioned earlier that some were treated different because of their nationality. Would you care to explain it?
Yeah, we still have, I hate to say this one, we still have the caste system like India. We have a four caste like a Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. And Brahmin is the priest and the teachers. And Kshatriya is the king and warrior and fighters for, you know, army people. And the Vaishya, they just do the businesses. And the Sudra works for the lower class job like making shoes and that kind of stuff. And social status is divided by caste. And the Brahmin is the highest post. I am the Brahmin one.
Okay, and the type of government, we discussed it, it was like no longer just a dictatorship. Would you care to explain that?
Okay. We have a democratic government. We used to have a kind of dictator. It's not actually dictator like Iraq or other countries, you know, but king used to have all the powers. But in 1990 we had revolution and king gave up all the powers to the people. Now we have a government by the people like England. We have still king and we choose prime minister by the people. So now we have it's exactly like the England. The government is like England. It's a democratic, constitutional, democratic monarchy system.
Okay. Well, we run around just a little bit. I want to go back to the people in the towns about the marriages and how the women were and the red dot. You can't explain what the red dot was and the what they called the long dresses back in that, well, at that time.
Okay, dresses. Men wore like here, you know, they just wear pants and shorts and that kind of stuff. But so people, most of the people who are about age 20, more than 20 years old, they don't wear the shorts. Even men and women never wear shorts in back home. It's kind of simple. And when woman gets married and she wears the long dress, it's called sari. Maybe you have already seen in Indian women around in Atlanta, Birmingham, in a big city. And they put red stuff on their forehead also, because of when woman gets married, she has to put the red dot on their forehead. That's the sign of marriage, and that's for husband fortunate species thing. And when woman gets married and she has to wear glass bracelet, it's necessary, you know, just like a wedding ring here. It's like wedding ring here, that bracelet is. And we still have the arranged marriage system in back home. Parents just choose the groom and bride and groom, and we have to follow their instructions or whatever, what do you call instructions. We have to follow them. But we still have a choice to deny if we don't like, you know, if I go home and if my parents have already choose girls for me and I can see her, if I don't like, and I can tell them that I don't like, and I can choose other. And girls have also the right, you know, if she don't like the guy whom her parents choose for her, you know, and she can have also the voice that, you know, I don't want to get married with him. And but as in, overall, we still have our marriage system. That's about it.
You said that you were a Hindu, and that you don't eat meat. Could you tell us a little bit more about the religion and the customs and the practices?
Nepal is a Hindu kingdom. It's the only one kingdom, only one Hindu nation in the world. It's like India, but India have a Muslim and Hindu about half and half or something like that. But Nepal, it's 90% Hindu people live here. And we believe that God Shiva and Krishna and Ram are our gods, you know. We still believe that there is only one God in the world. The channels are different, like if you want to go by the Hinduism or Buddhism or Christianity or Muslims, whatever you want to go, but we believe that as a whole, we believe that we believe Hinduism, and as a Hinduism, we cannot eat beef because we consider cow is the god. I mean, mother. We believe the cow is the mother, so we don't sacrifice cow. We never cut cow, and you know, we never kill cow. If you kill cow, you know, and go, our laws send you jail for 20 years. Even accidentally, if you kill cow, you have to go jail for 20 years, you know. And we don't eat pork also, we don't eat pork, but if you go outside the country and there is no choice, you know, I've been here and eating sometimes in captivity, it doesn't. I cannot follow when I go back, and my mom and parents, will ask me, you know, every time when I go home, and they ask me, did you eat beef and pork? And I say, no, I don't know. I think that's what it is.
Let's see. When you go home, I was wanting to know, when do you plan on going home? I think you said earlier, like when you finish school and get married, and tell me a little bit about that and about your citizenship, how you're going to get citizenized.
Firstly, I'm planning to go home after I finish my MBA degree. Then I go home and I'll just work for my government or private office. You know? And it's very hard to get in citizenship in the United States. Actually, I don't know the exact procedure, but the thing is that some of my friends already got the citizenship and green cards. You know the green card, right? Citizenship and green cards. When we finish school, then we'll get 1 year for practical training. And here in INS, immigration office, you know, that's the immigration office give us a 1 year practical training period. And at that time, we have to get a job. And if we get a job, and that we can work there for a year. And during the year, they have to sponsor us. If they sponsor us, we can get H-1 visa. That's called H-1 visa. It's like a green card, but actually it's not a green card, but we can stay here for 5 years or 7 years. And during that time, we can apply for a green card, so we can stay here once we get green card, and we can be a citizen after 2-3 certain years, you know. And I'm not planning to stay here for more than 3-4 years, because I want to go back and stay my country and just work for my country. I think that's about it.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Rajan for helping me with this project. He did a very great job, and this is the conclusion of my oral archives tape. Thank you.